B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Former Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson. Tito.
Hey, how you doing,
Good
Ramiro?
Morning.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, Melissa.
How are you?
I'm on the mend. I'm feeling much, much better than I did before.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So Tito found out on Friday, was it, that you found out you had coronavirus?
Yeah, I went in. I had a friend who gave me a call on Monday and let me know that she had tested positive. So I went in to Kearney Hospital on Tuesday. The test only took about 15 minutes to get in and get out. They do a swab. It's the largest Q-tip I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's that one that goes like to your brain, right? Up your nose?
Yeah, it went pretty far out for about 10 seconds. But, you know,
10 seconds?
Like the, yeah, it each nostril.
God.
But, you know, I actually got the results on Friday. And to your point earlier, I think people do need to realize that this virus actually does not discriminate. It literally wants to take all of us out. Right. And so we need to be very thoughtful. So I started getting symptoms around the 14th, 15th. Mm-hmm. I started out with a sore throat and a slight non-productive cough that then turned into a headache. And then I started having fever. And then I had really bad, like the worst ever body aches and muscle pains that I've ever had in my whole life for 4 or 5 days. And then I started having shooting pain through my joints and my ankles, as well as in my knees. So it was a really miserable illness.
Were you, because I think there's people on two sides of this where when they start feeling what you feel, they go, I have corona. And other people who are like, I still think I'm good. Which side were you on?
So I initially thought, since I didn't get a flu shot this year, when I called my doctor, he actually started prescribing me Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was, you know, actually ended up starting to do better. I then ended up finding out I had been exposed a couple of times. And I would say to you, you know, for those people who, have, been exposed, it is important to look at, whether or not you have a fever, whether or not you had this, you know, sore throat, component. I would also say that one difficult part of it was not having, you lose your taste and your smell.
I heard that.
Wow. Yeah, that's a warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the pieces. And, you know, the other piece is that you have to make sure that you continue to, even without your taste, you need to make sure that you continue to eat. Because one of the other things that will send you to the hospital is dehydration. And so, I don't like to talk about poop on the radio, but
we're in different times.
you don't want people to get, diarrhea. But, you know, this is a really serious illness. So there are, and I love you guys. I love your music. And I know who listens to your station. You don't have to be 70 or 80 years old to get corona.
Yeah.
And it also, I'm going to keep it 100 with you guys, it will take some of us out of here. Some people won't make it.
Yeah.
And you don't know. I was just literally reading about a state rep in Detroit. He was 44 years old. He went into the hospital at 6 a.m. and he died at 11.
Oh my God.
Wow. How are you now? How's your day to day? Are you like able to get around the house and stuff, or are you pretty much just laying down?
I'm just in, you know, I have a 3-family. My family lives on the second and third floor. And so essentially I'm kind of like the dude in Soul Food where they just kind of leave the food at the
door. Oh, right. Was it Uncle Pete? What was his name? Uncle Pete.
Yeah. Right.
That's funny.
So, they leave the food and they've been amazing. Like I have amazing friends who have come over and dropped off food, which has actually been one of the highlights of my life as a single guy who is not the best cook. So I've actually eaten better in this time frame. And then the other piece that I want to stress to folks is that the one silver lining in this crisis is that even though we're physically distancing, mm-hmm. we can also practice social solidarity. You know, my man, E-Rock, who's a rapper in Boston, said that. So, you know, pick up the phone and call your mama. Mm-hmm. Call the folks that you haven't spoken to in a while. We've done a friend of mine, Amari, he had a Zoom toast. So mm-hmm. you don't have to be together to drink, but you can drink together, right? And so, you know, there's some things that you can do. I've been listening to a bunch of Audible books. I've been doing some writing. I think I've gotten to the end of the internet.
It's done.
What about Netflix? What are you binging on Netflix? Tiger King? You watch Tiger King yet?
Ozark is back on.
Ozark is good.
So, I've been hearing about that.
Yeah.
So Jason Bateman is amazing, and especially, yeah. you know, if you're my age, you saw Jason Bateman as really goofy back in the day. So
right.
There's Ozark, All American.
Yes, that is my show.
I just started that too.
I may or may not have cried a couple of times.
Yes. Yes.
Leroy said that Desperate Housewives is a good show.
I watch. Okay. See, you know, Romero's always get that, brother. And then I watched the whole Formula One series, that Formula show, which is really interesting.
Damn.
Self-Made was really cool. I've been watching Dirty Money.
I don't believe that you're listening to audiobooks. You're literally naming every show on Netflix.
I've been in hibernation, you know, for 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
A whole lot that you could do. So it's been a nice time frame for me to, you know, get some, you know, I guess to me, some perspective, because I know you mm-hmm. guys have really busy schedules too. And just to get back to like your family, your friends, yep. your health and your wellness, and just taking care of each other. So, you know, and I want to also give a shout out to the Boston EMS. I want to give a shout out to the doctors, nurses, and all those people cleaning hospitals mm-hmm. because those are my heroes. Those are the people who are doing this every single day.
Right.
And I just want people to prioritize. If you don't have to call 911, please don't call 911, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
If it's not a real emergency, our Boston EMS men and women are busting their butt every single day. But understand, they're exposed to corona multiple times a day.
Yeah.
So if they have to come to your house, they're going to walk into your house having been exposed.
Yep.
So you don't want that. And we also don't want you in the ER because right now, understand, if you're going to the hospital right now, there are going to be people who are very, very sick. And you have a large chance of being exposed to corona if you're in any of our hospitals right now. So if you don't have to go to the hospital, please don't. And I know we keep hearing our elected officials speak about the curve. We need to push the mm-hmm. curve down, the curve down. What does that mean? What they're talking about is even in a city like Boston and the state of Massachusetts, we're only looking at like 10,000 beds that we have.
Jesus.
So after that, what they're talking about is turning Tufts University's whole campus into a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about putting beds in the Heinz Convention Center. Mm. And, you know, you're talking about having essentially hospital functions in all of these different places. The problem with that is that we only have a certain number of doctors, nurses, and people to help folks. So at a point, they're running above 100%. When you overwhelm people at work, the decisions that they make are not necessarily the best. And then we end up in situations where they have to triage folks like they're doing in Italy, or some people who are in one category probably are set in a situation to not make it.
Right.
We don't ever want to be. And this, if we can stick our butt at home, right, to stop this, because understand, like, again, you know, a year ago, if you were sitting on the couch all day, people called you certain names. Now we can call you a hero.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a different way. So you know, back in the day, people used to they got drafted into having to fight a war. Now you fighting a war means staying home away from other people. It's the easiest way that you could fight something.
Yep. And a lot of young people, I get it. I know that you get cabin fever and the like, but understand you can actually carry this with no symptoms at all.
Yep.
And you can hurt your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
You can hurt your granddad. You can hurt your uncle. Right. And so that's the other component here, is that we are inextricably bound and connected. We live together. And in this case, by the way, the people who first got it and spread it were folks at Biogen,
mm-hmm.
you know, who do reasonably well for themselves. So, yeah. Regardless of how much money you have, and I also do want to be very clear, Black people do get corona. Jeez. Latino people get it. Asian people get it. And white people get it.
Yeah.
So I just want to be this
old
this
and
is
young,
not like the LAPD pulling people over.
Right.
Right. So this is, it wants to take all of us out. And we gotta absolutely love each other enough, to listen to the public health officials and chill out, stay home. And if you're young, that means you know how to use your computer. Get your stuff delivered, guys.
Yeah, seriously. Tito, thank you so much for talking to us. And
glad you're feeling better.
I hope you get better soon, my friend.
Get better, Tito.
Thank you so much. I love you. And so a huge, huge, huge shout out to Pebbles for letting me intern back in the day at another, I won't call letters. Huge, huge shout out. To Melissa, I'm sorry I was meaning you back in the day.
I'm over it, Tito. It's
making
fine.
Making amends like an alcoholic.
Right? Going through the steps.
Tito Jackson.
Go Wildcats.
Former Boston City Councilor. You got to check out his Facebook page. He has a really good post where he talks about, like, he gives you tips, like, stay your ass at home. He says all people can get it. It's worse than the seasonal flu. And also, finally, to the people who've been diagnosed, take care of your physical and mental health. It's really good. So, thank you, Tito.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.